Zech the Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, two lines on the top of Daf Nun Tes and Aleph. In the previous Gemara, Rish Lakish stated, Ivikachavim Sheshav is Chayiv Misa, and our Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yechran, Ivikachavim Sheshav is Chayiv Misa, that Rabbi Yechran teaches us that Ivikachavim that learns Torah and is Isib Torah will be Chayiv Misa. Sheneman, as the Pasuk in Vizesa Bracha states, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Mayrasha Kehilas Yaakov, and we learn out, Lanu Mayrasha Vlei Lahem, that Torah was specifically given to us as a Mayrasha, not to Ayudei Kechavim, and as we will see in a moment, based on the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, there's machlekes as to how to explain the word Mayrasha, and there's one man that will hold that the word Mayrasha refers to inheritance, and Torah was given to us as inheritance, and there's another man that holds the Lashon Mayrasha is from Lashon Mayrasha, and Klal Yisrael is attached to the Torah like an Arusa, and the Gemara now is that according to Rabbi Yechran, V'lechshev Gabi Sheva Mitzvahs, and L'chira, since this is a mitzvah Leisa say, and it's telling Goyim not to learn Torah, L'chayr, this should be counted amongst the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And the Gemara answers that Enechinami, this is included in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, as Manda Omar Mayrasha Migzal Kagazala, as according to the Manda Omar that explains the Lashon Mayrasha's inheritance, then when a Goy learns Torah, he's stealing Torah from us, and therefore it's included in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and it's included under Gezel, and Manda Omar Mayrasha, and according to the Manda Omar that states, Lashon Mayrasha is a Lashon Mayrasha, Odina Kanaim Rasa the Beskila. And the Torah is teaching us that a guy that learns Torah is Chayim Misa like a Naim Rasa, and he would receive Skila. And this is also included in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, as one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is Gila Arayis. The Gemara continues, Meisvei, that how could Rabbi Yechon have stated that a Ivik Chavim Sha'isa B'Torah is Chayim Misa? But the Brisa teaches us, Hayrameo Imed, or Ameo would say, Minayin Shafilo Ivik Chavim Va'isa B'Torah Shuku Kayin Gadol, that how do we know that even if Ivik Chavim learns Torah, that he's considered like a Kayin Gadol, and he has chashivas. And as the pasuk in Achrei Mois teach us, Ushmata Mesukhoisai Vesmishpotai Asher Yaso Isom Adam V'chai Behem Ani Hashem. Ramei explains, Kehanim Levim Yisraelim Loinema, the pasuk doesn't refer to Kehanim Levim Yisraelim El HaAdam, and it specifically says HaAdam HaLamata Shafilo Evik Chavim V'is B'Teira Reu K'Kohen Gadol, and therefore we see that he's not Chai Misa, and he's actually considered like a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara responds, Hasim B'Shev Mitzvah Dithu, the Enoch Hanami, Ramei states his din, specifically when our Ivik Chavim learns those halachas that are relevant to the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, not only would he not be Chayim Misa, but certainly it is important to do so, as he should know how to perform those mitzvahs, and therefore if he does that properly, he would be as koshev as a Kohen Gadol. However, when our Gemara brought down the memory of Yechron, that Ivik Chavim Sha'is B'Torah Chayim Misa, that's referring to a guy that learns other parts of Torah. Ayin Rashi, that Rameya just told us, that the word Adam refers to a guy, and Zok Rashi, Rameya Lesley Atem Kriyum Adam V'lo Ivik Chavim Kriyum Adam. Ramei doesn't hold of the limud that only Klal Yisrael is called Adam and not a guy. Rab Shimon he the Darish Lov in Masechta Zivamis, and I in the top tesis who is bothered with this pshat of Rashi, and he brings a raya that Ramei holds that Atem Kriyum Adam V'lo Ivik Chavim Kriyum Adam, and tesis brings that in our sugya some agurus Rab Yirmiya instead of Ramei. However, tesis then brings two additional pshatim of Rabbeinu Tam Farish the Yishchilup in Adam Leha Adam, that is chilut between the word Adam and Ha'adam, as if the Torah states Adam, then we say Atam Kriyim Adam, V'lo Yavik Chavim Kriyim Adam. However, since the Torah states Ha'adam, then it refers to all beings and to all people, and even Yavik Chavim. And Tesis continues, V'ha'adukam ha'achu kehanam levim Yisrael le'nema, ha'achi ka'ama le'nema Adam. It doesn't say the word Adam, d'l'shtam kehanam levim Yisraelim, and instead the Pasuk states Ha'adam, and therefore that includes a guy. And then Tesis continues and brings another pshat for Rabbeinu Meshulam, that Dafka Gabi Pranis Kura Isam Adam, Dein Roy Licht of Shem Yisrael, Ava Gabi Ha Adam Vichai Behem, Hava Lamicht of Kanon Levim Yisraelim, Kemesh Ragabu Chamakim, but since in this Pasuk is not referring to Inshim, so the Torah shouldn't have mentioned Adam, and it should have mentioned Kehanon Levim Yisraelim, Kedich Siv, and as we know, the Pasuk states Emma La Kainim, and it also states Velavim Tedaber, and it also states Dabel Bene Yisrael, and by the fact that the Torah states Lashin Ha Adam, so must also be including Ivdik Chavim, and Ayin de Meiri that states that Om Rabbi Yechon Nachusha is B'Torah Chai Misa, V'chein Adinim Asu B'Torah Shalei L'Kavanas Kiyim Ikri Mitzuseh, El Shalei B'Chofetz Leir Lidiyas Teresenu V'Talmudenu, Roy Lianesh B'Pesh B'Di Adam Sfurum Alav, Shuhu Mishalanu Matech Shireinu Yisayedea, V'Avoyu Lutais Achrav. The Shita Mekubetzes brings down in the name of Ra, that when the Gemara stated that a Goy that learns Torah is considered like a Kohen Gadol, Lashu Guzman Nakat V'Lav Dafka, and finally Ayin and Tesis read in Masechta Baba Kama Kama on Daf Lamed Ches that he brings down that not only is it a problem for Goy himself to learn Torah, Im Kain Hamelamed Torah leben Noach Oyvim Meshom Ulfnei Evil Esita Michshol Kedaminam Bim Moshit Evim Menachai leben Noach. And our Gemara continues and quotes from the Brisa that began at the bottom of Daf Nun Vavim and Aleph, and which brought six Shitois as to the mitzvahs that were nistavu to Bnei Noach. We already discussed the Shita of Tanakama that Sheva mitzvahs nistavu Bnei Noach Dinum Bechaz Hashem Avidazar Gilu Raya Shvichas Damim Vegezel Ve'Evim Menachai. And the second Shita was Rab Chananya Ben Gamla Imer, or as our Gemara states, Rab Chanina Ben Gamliel Imer Afal Adam Menachai, that Adam Menachai was also one of the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. And let's recall that according to the Tanakama, Evim Menachai is certainly one of the Sheva mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. Rabbi Yechanan explained that the Tanakama learns this from the Pasuk in Bereishis that states Vayitzava Shel Melekim Al Adam Leima Mikol Haitzagon Achol Teichol, and the Tanakama understands Achol Teichol V'loy Evim Menachai. And as Rashi explained, Achol Teichol Ha'im Lachila V'loy Seichol Evim Menachai, as Behim B'Chayeh Eino Medes Lachila El Legadol Vlodois. And our Gemara begins Tana Rabbanan. We learn to the Brisa the Pasuk in Neich states Ach Basu Bin Nafshoi Domoy Loy Seichelu, and the Tanakama learns that Evim Menachai, that the Pasuk is teaching us that there's an Issa of Evim Menachai. As Rashi explains, Basu Ba'oy Nafshoi Kayemis Loy Seichelu Zehu Evim Menachai. And Lemaisa, the Pasuk also says the Lashon Domoy Zok Rashi V'Domoy L'Drosh Achrina L'Mishra Evim Menachai D'Shrotzim K'dal Kamon B'Shmaitzin. And as we will see, that Lefida Tanakama, the word Dam is coming to teach us that the only times there's an Issa of Evim Menachai is only regarding those animals where the Dam and the Basu are two separate entities. However, B'negeya Sheretz, where the Dam and the Basur is the same entity, so the Issa of Evim Menachai would not apply. Ayin Taisis Dimu Maschel Afdo Menachai, where Taisis is bothered that L'chiru, this Shita of the Tanakama, is specifically going like the Tanit Ve Menasha that we had at the bottom of the Daf Nun Vavim Beis. And as the Gemara explained at Daf Nun Zayin Amin Aleph, that L'fi Tanit Ve Menasha, he learns Evim Menachai from this Pasuk that stated Ach Basu B'Nafshe Domi Lo Yisechelu, and Taisis is bothered that the Tanakama actually learned the din of Evim Menachai from the words Achol Teichol. As we previously explained, the only thing that the Tanakama need this pasuk for is in order to teach us that the din of Evim Menachai doesn't apply to a sheretz. Our Gemara now continues. Rab Chanina ben Gamliel Oima, however, Chanina ben Gamliel states that not only is pasuk teaching us the issa of Evim Menachai, but Af Adam Menachai, but this pasuk is also teaching us an issa for Bnei Noach on Dam Menachai. And the Gemara explains my time with Rab Chanina ben Gamliel, and has Rab Chanina ben Gamliel learned this from the pasuk as Kari be Basar ben Nafshei Lo Yisechel and Damim ben Nafshei Lo Yisechel, as since the pasuk states Basar and also says Damai, so therefore we learn that it's as if the Torah is teaching us two different Yisurim. And number one, we learn Basar ben Nafshei Lo Yisechel, that there's an Issa of Basar Menachai, and number two, we read the pasuk Damim ben Nafshei Lo Yisechel, that there's also an Issa of Dam Menachai. The Gemara continues Rabbanan and L'chiru L'fid Rabbanan that only learn out an Issa of Basar Menachai, so why would the pasuk mention the word Dam? And the Gemara explains that the pasuk is teaching us that the only time that Evim Menachai applies is only in regard to an animal where there is Basu ben Nafshoi and Damai, and they're two completely separate entities. However, since the Dam of the Sheretz is not considered a separate entity, for example, though the Torah states that Yisrael cannot eat Dam, that Issa doesn't apply to a Dam of the Sheretz, and therefore the din of Evim Menachai would not apply to a Sheretz. And Rab Chanina ben Gamliel now continues that we also find B'negei Yisrael that the pasuk in Pashas Re'i states Rak Chazak Levilti Achol Adam Ki Adam Hu Nefesh V'Lo Yisrecha Nefesh Im Abasa. And we also see that it's an issa of Dam Menachai B'negei Yisrael, as since the pasuk states Rak Chazak Levilti Achol Adam, and right afterwards the pasuk states V'Lo Yisrecha Nefesh Im Abasa, therefore there's a comparison between Basar Menachai and Dam, and just like there's an issa of Basar Menachai, therefore there's also an issa of Dam Menachai. The issa of Dam Menachai is separate and apart from the standard issa of the Yisrael eating dam, even if that blood came from an animal that was already dead. The Gemara continues, Rabbanon, and what does Rabbanon do with the smichis of the psukim as it talks about dam and then it speaks about basar menachai? And the Gemara explains, Hahu l'dam hakozeh shanasham yetzer bohu da'asa, that since the pasuk in Pashur A is speaking about shechita of an animal, so one may have thought that the only dam that Yisrael that would eat that dam would be chayiv korison is only dam shechita and not any other dam. Therefore, the Torah was soimich the issa of dam to the issa of Evim Menachai in order to teach us that just like Evim Menachai is is the eva from a live animal. Therefore, the same applies to Issa Dam. Any dam where the nefesh would be Yetzibah is included in the Issa for Yisrael to eat dam. And if he eats that dam, he'd be Chayiv Karis. However, it's not coming to teach us a separate Issa of Dam Menachai. And let's see Rashi doing the Maschil of Rabbanon, Hahu de Samach Dam Lazarus Eve Menachai, Loyle Mesri Meshum Chiyah Samchinon, is not in order to tell us that it's also to eat Dam Menachai, and because the animal was alive, and Lemes the Dam Akazah, Shenefesh Yitzibah, Meshum Damu de Samchai, the Loy Tame Lazarus Dam Gaviz Vachtim Bekorch Mitzanchuxiv, as one should not think that since the Issa of Dam is brought down right after Torah speaks about Shechita, as the Pasuk states, Vizavachtim Bekorch Mitzancha, so Dam Shechita Hu Davidam, Avadam Akazah Loy Avidam, Lachi Akshil Eve Menachai, that Ma Eve Menachai also Machmasi Surai, Avdam Menachai, Muzalo Meshum Dam, that the Issa is based on being blood and not based on Chiyos, or Vachi Dam and Nefesh, and it has to be that was Dam and Nefesh, Avadam Akazah Shein and Nefesh Yitzaboy, Ein Akaru Dam, Aval Issa Chiyos, Le Niskaboy, Vuloy Beshum Dam, but there is no Issa of Chiyos at all, Benegay Dam, of a Krisis Mepharish, Ezu Dam Akazah, Shein Nefesh Yitzabo, Metipa Meshcheres Ve'ilach, it's from when the blood becomes dark and becomes black, and further, Mishum Maschalotze Shacha, once blood comes out of the animal and is already black, that is Dam Shanefesh Yitzaboy, and it would be also for a person to eat that dam. The Gemara continues to discuss the Issa of Eve Menachai, and the Gemara asks, "Lomili l'michta l'bnei Noach, v'lomili l'mishne b'Sinai." That why is it that Torah taught us the Issa of Eve Menachai, b'negei b'nei Noach, then repeated the Issa after Hasinai, as the pasuk states, "Lo yisaychal hanefesh im habasar." Rashi explains, "Ati Yisrael mishum de kibul Torah yotzu mechlal mitzvah serishenis." That certainly we would not think that the Yisrael that was mekabel the Torah would now not have the original mitzvahs. Rashi points out that the Gemara's question is not regarding the repetition of Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos. Certainly the Torah had to repeat it in order to teach us specific dinim that are relevant to Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos. Lefish le'pirshu kol kach b'bnei Noach al ilu aviris einchon aleim v'chim by Arayos l'farish einchon ela Eve Menachai lama le'adurei, and therefore the Gemara only asked this question but again Eve Menachai. The Gemara explains k'rabbi Yisrael b'chrina that the reason why the Torah repeated the Issa of Eve Menachai is based on the klal of Rabbi Yisrael b'chrina. The Amar Rabbi Yisrael b'chrina kol mitzvah shenemar b'nei Noach v'nishes b'sinai l'zel zen amra, that any time there was a mitzvah that was stated to b'nei Noach and that was repeated b'sinai, so that mitzvah not only applies to b'nei Yisrael but it still would apply to b'nei Noach. However, l'b'nei Noach v'lo nishes b'sinai, if there was a mitzvah on Issa that was given to b'nei Noach and it was not repeated by Sinai, l'Yisrael nema v'lo l'b'nei Noach, so the Torah is teaching us that that Issa only applies to b'nei Yisrael, and that Issa no longer applies to b'nei Noach. And as the Brisa continues, the only example of an Issa that was stated to B'nai Noach and wasn't repeated by Sinai was the Issa of Gidan Osho, and according to the Shita Rabbi Huda, which we will see in Rashi in a moment, and Ayin Rashi who explains that the Makar for the first din of Rabbi Yisi Rab Chanina is based on the din of Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos, and as we know, that was stated to B'nai Noach and then it was repeated in Sinai. We know that certainly these two Yisurim apply to B'nai Noach even nowadays, as Rashi brings, as the pasuk states in Pasha Shavtim, and as the pasuk continues, Hashem since we see they receive an einish, so it must be that they had the issa of Avodah Zarah v'chein b'arayis, and similarly in Pasha's Achrimayis b'negei arayis, the pasuk states ki es kol ha'teivas ha'il shma minei ki yav ha'kutsh b'ruch ha'teir l'Yisrael lo'ishe klinu l'hanach m'b'nei Noach u'du kaim b'lu kaimei, and the issa still applies to b'nei Noach. However, Rashi continues to explain the second part of the klalim of Beis B'chinina that kol sh'loi nishnas b'sinai nem l'Yisrael v'loi l'b'nei Noach b'sina ve'ilach, and any mitzvah that was not repeated on Sinai, then from the point of Sinai and forward, that mitzvah only applies to Bnei Yisrael and not to Bnei Noach. And afagav the ad Sinai nitzavu leah, and even though prior to Sinai, certainly the mitzvah applied to Bnei Noach. Midloy hod tani b'Sinai kin isa b'vizchom v'gilarayis the eshkan diyanish evzchom malayu shmai mina Yisrael shiotz l'tusha amdu b'isurin the klai Yisrael that became more kadosh, they retained all those yisurim avdu evzchom not l'men, but a kadosh baruch who took those mitzvahs away from goyim. And the Gemara will ask that maybe the reason why it wasn't repeated is because they are also to Bnei Noach and not to Klai Yisrael. That certainly there wouldn't be anything that would be mutter to Yisrael and would be also to a guy, Shech Shiyatsu Miklal B'nei Noach, L'Skadish Yatsu V'loi L'Hokal Aleim, as certainly Klal Yisrael receive more Kedusha, and therefore we can't be Mekal on Klal Yisrael, L'Zel L'Zel, Lek L'Meima, and you can't say that it applies both to Yisrael and to Ben Noach, Im Kein, Amai Isne Avedis Chavim, and if so, why would the Torah repeat the Issa of Avedis Chavim, Hilkach HaKochach, Issa Shlei Nishnes, Einu B'nei Noach, Hilkach Mlei Nishnes, Einu B'nei Chai, Avamina Nadlu B'nei Noach, B'matin Tayer Ve'elach, and that's why the Torah repeats the mitzvah of Eim Menachai after Matan Torah in order to teach us that this mitzvah of Eim Menachai doesn't only apply to Klal Yisrael, but it also applies to Bnei Noach. The Gemara brought an example of an Issa that was told to Bnei Noach and was not repeated after Matan Torah that was referring to Gid Anosha according to Rabbi Huda. Rashi explains, Alibad Rabbi Huda, the Omen Per Gid Anosha, Mibri Yaakov Nesa Gid Anosha, Shohi Bnei Noach Koyd Matan Torah, that the Issa of Gid Anosha applied to the children of Yaakov even at that time, as they were Bnei Noach. Since the Torah did not repeat the Issa of Gid Anosha, therefore the Issa only applies to Bnei Yisrael and no longer applies to Bnei Noach. However, this din would not apply Lefid Rabbanon, as Rabbanon Pligi V'Amru, as Rabbanon Achilik on Rabbi Huda, and they hold B'Sinai Nema V'Lei Lehem, that the Issa of Gid Anosha was actually stated on Sinai and was never told to Bnei Yaakov. El Shidnichta B'Mekoymai. However, when Moshe Rabbeinu was writing the Torah, he wrote down the Issa of Gid Anosha by the story that happened with Yaakov Avinu, that was the reason and the tam for this Issa of Gid Anosha. As Rashi continues, V'acha Matan Torah, Kasva Moshe B'Mokam Amaisa Ala Osid, Leidem Eze Tam Neslam. And Rashi continues and points out, L'Rabbi Huda Gufei L'Yisrael Nema V'Lei L'Shah B'nei Noach, Tal B'nei Yisrael Ksiv, that even L'Fi Rabbi Huda, even if the Pasuk would have repeated the Issa of Gid Anosha after Matan Torah, the Issa of Gid Anosha would still only apply to Klal Yisrael and would not apply to B'nei Noach, as the Pasuk specifically states, Al Kein Lo Yechlu B'nei Yisrael Es Gid Anosha Ad Hayom Hazeh, and therefore we see that even originally the Issa was only given to B'nei Yaakov and not to B'nei Noach. And based on this point, Rashi continues, V'hod Kama Hocha, the Oisin Ha'im Des B'Yisurin L'B'nei Noach La'ilam Hutzuch L'Shneisim B'Sinai Ab Mishum Di Lo Yadrinu Havamina Nigma B'Gid Anosha Lo Yishnes L'Yisrael Nema V'Loi L'B'nei Noach De Mahal Lekel Migma Shrei Lo Yisra El Yisrael, as even originally the Issa of Gid Anosha was only given to B'nei Yisrael and not to B'nei Noach. And as Rashi states, and even when B'nei Yisrael was still categorized as B'nei Noach, it was only also to them and not to the rest of B'nei Noach. And we would learn it based on the fact that the Issa of B'nei Yisrael is repeated, and that applies to B'nei Noach and to B'nei Yisrael, Ayin Rashi, and Ayin the Adrama, who points out that when the Gemara stated, Rabbi Huda holds that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have had to write the Issa of Gid Anosha only after Matan Torah, then it would have to have repeated the entire story with Yaakov and the Sari Shel Esav a second time in order to explain us the reason why the Gid Anosha is also. The Gemara continues on the Gemara that we just learned to the Braisa called Mitzvah Shenemar B'nei Noach Nishnas B'Sinai L'Zel Zed Namra, that any mitzvah that was told to B'nei Noach and then was repeated at Sinai, so that mitzvah applies to B'nei Yisrael as well as to B'nei Noach. And the Gemara asks, Adrabo, Min Nishnas B'Sinai, by the fact that Torah repeats it in Sinai, L'Yisrael Namra V'Leilu B'nei Noach, it must be that Torah is telling us that this mitzvah only applies to B'nei Yisrael and not to B'nei Noach. And the Gemara answers, Min Isnei Avedis Gechov B'Sinai, that since the Torah repeats the mitzvah of Avedis Gechovim by Sinai, the Eshkan, the Onish Avedis Gechovim Olavayu, and as we explain, that we find that the Goyim actually received the Einish, and that's why they were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, Shema Minah L'Zel Zen Namra. Therefore, clearly we see, when there's an Issa that was told to Bnei Noach and repeated to Klal Yisrael by HaSinai, that the Issa applies to Bnei Yisrael, and it still applies to Bnei Noach. The Gemara continues and quotes from the second part of the Klal of Rabbi Yisrael B'Klino, that the Bnei Noach V'Lei Nishnas B'Sinai L'Yisrael Namra V'Lei L'Bnei Noach, and the Gemara is, Adrabba, that L'Chir the Svar should be Pung Faket, Midloi Nishnas B'Sinai, by the fact that this mitzvah was not repeated by Sinai, L'Bnei Noach Namra V'Lei L'Yisrael, so it's mashma that this Issa only applies to Bnei Noach and not to Klal Yisrael. However, as Rashi already brought, that the Gemara answers, Lekim Yidam, Dil Yisrael Shari, like the Chavim Asa, that there could never be something where it would be mutter for Yisrael to do something, and yet it would be Asa for Avichavim, as Yisrael received more Kedusha than Avichavim, and therefore most certainly were never going to be makel on Klal Yisrael. Ayin Rashi, who's bothered that b'negir gin and nasha, we already stated that it was always only given to Bnei Yaakov and not to all Bnei Noach, and l'maisa it wasn't repeated at Sinai, and therefore how would it apply any longer to anyone? And Zok Rashi l'Bnei Yaakov ba'oichoy Bnei Noach neslem v'loy mishabo l'Klal Yisrael, and we would have had a hamina that the isav gin and nasha only applied to Bnei Yaakov prior to Matan Torah, and after Matan Torah it would not apply to anyone. The Gemara continues that how can you say lekem midam di l'Yisrael shari loy chavim asa v'loy vari yifastaya, that we find that the Torah was matter Yisrael to marry yifastaya, the dinam of yifastaya does not apply to Avi Kechavim. We already saw that a yifastaya would be asa to a goy. The Gemara answers that the reason why it's mutter to a Yisrael and asa to a ben noyach is not because a Yisrael has less kedusha, but because of a technicality. And the only time that the din of yifastaya can apply is only when Klal Yisrael goes to war in order to capture land for Eretz Yisrael. When Maisa, these wars are only relevant to Klal Yisrael and not relevant to a goy. And as Rashi says, loy nitna eretz lichboish ki'im liyisrael, she'af liyisrael loy huti yifastaya, el b'mechamta yidei kibush ayin sham. The Gemara continues and asks a similar question, very pachas mishar pruta, that we already stated that the issa of gzela applies to ben noyach even on something which is pachas mishar pruta. However, the issa of gzela doesn't apply to Yisrael if the item that he steals is pachas mishar pruta, and therefore we see a kula by Yisrael that we don't find by a ben noyach. And the Gemara responds, has mishum d'la b'nei mechilun enu, that in the chenami, really gzela would apply to even less than mishar pruta, and there is no chilut between Yisrael and ben noyach. However, once again, there's a technicality involved that b'nei noyach are not b'nei mechila, and therefore the issa of gzela applies even on pachas mishar pruta. However, since b'nei Yisrael are b'nei mechila, therefore if Reuven would steal a pachas mishar pruta from Shimon, there's a stomach that Shimon is meichel, and therefore you're not even gzela. And as Rashi states, mishum la b'nei mechila nenu she'af Yisrael nitzdav al gezel el shepachas mishar pruta in nechshav gezel b'neim she'even al midasam she'achmanim hein u'meichel al davol kal al b'nei nech achzarim heim, and therefore they're not meichel, and the issa of gzela even applies to pachas mishar pruta. The Gemara now goes back to the first klal of Rabbi Yisrael b'chlina that called mitzvah she'nemra b'nei nech v'nishnas b'sinai l'zel zen nemra, then that mitzvah applies to b'nei Yisrael as well as to b'nei Noach. We continue on the afternoon of Testament Bays, and the Gemara asks, "Vary mila she'nemra b'nei Noach d'chsev v'atas b'risi tishma," that when the ma'aseh we find the mitzvah of mila which was stated to Avraham Avinu, as the pasuk states in Lech Lecha, "Vayemel kim al Avram v'atas b'risi tishma atav v'zaracha achrecha l'deiraisam and v'nishnas b'sinai," and it was repeated at Sinai, as the pasuk in Pashat Tezriya states, "Uvayom hashmini yimol b'sar alasai and liyisrael nemra v'leiv b'nei Noach." And even so, we know the mitzvah of mila is only relevant to Klal Yisrael and not to b'nei Noach. And Ayin Rashi v'arei mila liyisrael nemra v'leiv b'nei Noach the late chashva gabi shavu mitzvahs, as we know that wasn't given to b'nei Noach since it's not counted amongst the shavu mitzvah b'nei Noach. And l'chur it's a bit tzarech bia. As possibly the reason why mila is not counted amongst the shavu mitzvahs b'nei Noach is because it's a mitzvah asay. And as we stated beforehand, only mitzvahs that were counted amongst the shavu mitzvah b'nei Noach are only mitzvahs that are categorized as Sheval Tasei. Our Gemara continues and answers, "Hahula Mishri Shabbos Uda Asa B'Yoyim V'Afilu B'Shabbos," that in the Chenami the Torah repeats the din of Mila in Pashas Tazria, but the pasuk is only trying to teach us a din b'negei Mila, and it's telling us of B'Yoyim Hashmini Yimo B'Sar Lasai that it has to be B'Yoyim Hashmini. Mila is Deicha Shabbos, and even if the eighth day would be on Shabbos, you could perform Mila. In Rashi Masechta Shabbos states that the pasuk could have stated B'Shmini Yimo, and since it says B'Yoyim Hashmini, so the word B'Yoyim is extra, and we learn out B'yoyim v'afilu b'shabbos. The Gemara continues and asks a similar question, b'negei puruvu, as by Pir Virvio, shenemru b'nei Noach, that although Pir Virvio was stated to b'nei Noach, d'chsiv as the pasuk in Pashas Noach states, v'atem puruvu, shirtu v'aretz uruvuva, v'nishnas b'sinai, and it was repeated by Sinai, as the pasuk in Pashas Baschanan states, leich emel lehem shuvu lachem alechem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu after Matan Torah, that although prior to Matan Torah, I told you that you should tell Klal Yisrael that for the next 3 days I'll tikshu al isha, however that issa doesn't apply any longer and they should go back to their tents and to their wives. And even though this mitzvah was repeated at Sinai, l'Yisrael nemar v'leil b'nei Noach, the mitzvah of puruvu only applies to Yisrael and not to a ben Noach. And the Gemara explains that although it was repeated, it's not coming to teach us that it's still applicable to b'nei Noach, but ahu l'chol davar shebimin yitzarech minin achla tiri hudasa, that the pasuk over there is trying to teach us a din, and if Bezin gets together and they decide to make an Issa, and even if they originally set a time frame, there's still a requirement to go and get together and be mevatel that din at a later point. And as Rashi states, the Chol Davar Sheminyan LeNishtas B'Sinai Elim Prei She'Asalem Tash B'Shloish Yom Koinu Matan Torah Ul Achas Shloish Yom Hutzuch LaHatlem VaAfaga Dumeilu Mishtame Torah Da Shloish Yom Uda Asa Vayri Avru Hashbina Kro LeChol Davar Nesu B'Minyan Bezin Afal Pisha Kovas Malo Davar Tzorach Lumnus Pamacheres LaTira K'Shav Azman. The Gemara continues and says, Ihachi Kol Chadu V'Chadu Nami Neimam Mishum Milsa Isnei Da L'Chira. Even if the Torah repeated all Shavu Mitzvah B'Nei Noach, then we should also say that there was a reason why the Torah had to repeat it, and therefore we would not be able to learn that this din applies to a Ben Noach, and we should still say that these Yisurim only apply to Bnei Yisrael and no longer apply to Bnei Noach. And as Rashi states, Ihachi kol shavu mitzvah shechazu v'nishtu b'sinai neimin nami kol achas v'achas hutzuchu l'lishna yisal davar kagoyin avodis chavon l'farish misa v'avodis hasurim ba v'chein gil arayis l'farish oinchon v'neimin dekul l'nishnu ul'yisrael nesu v'loil b'nei Noach. And the Gemara answers, Hachi ka'ama azor mehodam misna ba'lamali that inachin nami, although there were dinim that had to be taught us, but why did Torah have to once again tell us the Azara by the fact that these Yisurim was stated to Bnei Noach, and then there was an additional Issa that was stated after HaSinai? It must be teaching us that these Yisurim don't only apply to Bnei Yisrael, but they still apply to Bnei Noach. And I'm in Taisis at the top of the Amid, Vahapir Virvya, where Taisis bothered Tema Menalon Lenamar Bnei Noach, and how do you know that there was no mitzvah Pir Virvya that would apply to Bnei Noach? V'imishim Lechosh Lebahad Shav Mitzvahs, Ha'amalel Kumasei Lekachoshiv, and Taisis answers the Shevat Tasi Namihu, that the mitzvah peri vivya is really a shevat tasei. The misha mitzvah al peri vivya mitzvah shloi lahashal zera. So once someone has a tzivoy, a peri vivya, then he also is included in the tzivoy and the issa not to be mashka zera. The Gemara continues that the Brisa stated ve'in lano el agida nashibul vad valid Rabbi Yehuda, that the only issa that we find where the Torah mentioned it prior to Matan Torah did not mention the issa again after Matan Torah is the issa gida nashah according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara asks hani nami loy isni. Now, we just stated that Mila and Pir Vivya were not repeated, and even though the Torah actually mentions it again, but the Maisa was only brought down in order to teach us various Chidushim, and if so, why did the Gemara state, Ein Lanu Ela Gida Nashibul Vad? If there are two other examples, which are Mila as well as Pir Vivya. However, the Gemara responds, Hani Isni L'Shum Milsa Ba'ama, that although it's true that there was a reason why the Torah repeats Mila and Pir Vivya, but the Maisa was repeated, Halei Isni Klal, however, Gida Nasha was not repeated at all. And the Gemara continues, Yibayisema, or I could tell you the following, Mila Meikar Lavram Hu Dekamazal Rechmana. And as Rashi points out, Vade Besina Nemra Le'ikim Mitzvah, the really mitzvah was repeated at Sinai in order to teach us the Ikim Mitzvah of Mila, with a Kasha Lecha Ha'am Rabbi Yisi Kol Shinemal B'nei Neach B'nish B'Sinai L'Zel Zen Nemra, and therefore L'Chira, this mitzvah should be applicable to B'nei Neach. And in regard to this question, the Gemara explains, Hadle Choshle L'Gabi Mitzvah B'nei Neach Mishun De Mila Lav L'Bnei Neach Nemra, as even originally the mitzvah of Mila was not given to Bnei Noach, afilu mekaidim Sinai el zera avram lechudei v'hashim namei zera avram dehainu Yisrael hunu nehigabei, and therefore nothing changed. And just like the mitzvah of Mila only applied to the children of Ram prior to Matan Torah, it still only applies to the children of Ram Avinu after Matan Torah. And the Gemara brings from the pasuk of Pashas Lecha when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avram about the mitzvah of Mila, and the pasuk states v'yemer lekim al Avram v'ata esbrisi tishma ata v'zeracha achrechol. And we learn out in that it's only for you and your children in the Shachrin Nanoi, as not for the rest of Bnei Noach. The Gemara is Alameato, that if the Pasuk tells us that the Mitzvah Mila applies to Atta Vizarecha, Bnei Yishmael Chayvu, nowadays the Bnei Yishmael should be Chayv Mila. And the Gemara explains, although in Pashas Lecha, certainly there was a Chiyah for Avram to Mal, even Yishmael, and the rest of his children. However, the Maista, the Pasuk in Pashas Vayir, tells us, by Yemel Kim al Avram, and from that point forward, the mitzvah Mila only applied to Zera Avram, which now only referred to Yitzchak and not to Yishmael. And the Gemara continues, Bnei Esav L'chaybo, L'maisa Yitzchak had two children, Yaakov and Esav, and L'chay, the mitzvah Mila should apply to Bnei Esav nowadays as well. And the Gemara states that the Pasuk stated, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikar L'chazara, and we learn out, B'Yitzchak V'loi Kol Yitzchak, that it's only part of Yitzchak, meaning the family of Yaakov, and not the entire Yitzchak, and Bnei Esav and Achayv and Mila. And the Gemara continues, Maskler Ab Isha, El Me'ata Bnei Ketura Loi L'chayvu. The Gemara continues that after the Torah tells us, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikar L'chazara, Avram Avinu had six other children from from Keturah, and therefore Maskel Rabbi Ishia. So Rabbi Ishia asked the following question: El Me'ata B'nei Keturah Loi L'Chayvu. That L'Chayvu, based on Yidrasha, then Avram Avinu himself wouldn't have had to give a milah to B'nei Keturah, and L'Chayvu we don't find that he didn't give them milah. And Ayin Mashah, who's bothered that maybe Ina Chanami Avram didn't mal the six children that he had from Keturah. However, the Gemara answers: Ha'am Rabbi Yisrael Rab Oven V'itim Rabbi Yisrael Chinah as Brisi Hefar. That since the pasuk in Pashat Lech Lech states as Brisi Hefar L'Rabbis B'nei Keturah, so the Torah is specifically telling Avram Avinu that all your children should have milah. That's why Avram Avinu did milah even on B'nei Keturah. However, in future generations, the only ones that would be chay milah are only Zera Avram and Kibi Yitzchak Yikar Chazara, which does not include the B'nei Yishmal or the descendants of the B'nei Keturah. And the Gemara continues with the memra that we already mentioned, Amar Rabbi Yehudam Rav, Adam Rishon Lehut Lebas L'Achila, that originally Hashem did not give a heta to Adam Rishon to go and shecht an animal or kill an animal and eat its basar. The Chsiv, and this is based on the Pasuk of Pash Bereshit that states, V'yomer Elokim, Hini Nesati Lechem, Es Kol Esav Zerei Zera, Asher Al Pnei Kol Haaretz, Ve'etz Kol Eitz, Asher Bo Pri Eitz Zerei Zera, Lechem Yeh Le'echa, Ulechol Chayis Haaretz, Ulechol Eif HaShemayim, Ulechol Remis Al Haaretz, Asher Bo Nefesh Chaya, Es Kol Yerek Esav Le'echa, Vahi Chayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave all the vegetation and all the fruits of the trees to Adam and to all the animals of the world to eat. And we learn out that it was given to Adam to eat, Ulechol Chayis Haaretz, Ve'loi Chayis Haaretz Lechem, and it wasn't mutter for Adam Rishon to eat Chayis. And let's remember, Tosfos on Daf Nun Vav Mem Beis, and Dibur Maskel, Ochol Teicha, V'loi Ve'im Mechai, V'hod Amin L'Kamon, Lehut L'Adam Rishon, Bas L'Achila, Hayim L'Homis L'Echol, Al Mesim Me'aleh Asharya, V'asar L'Fuka, Ev Menachai, Da'afil L'Nafa Me'il of Asar, Ayin Sham. Gemara continues, Chashibor B'nei Noach Hitlem, and after the Mabel, when the B'nei Noach came out of the Teva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has matted them to eat meat, Shenemen, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Noach, Kol Remes Asheu Chai, Lechem Yil Le'ochla, Ki Yerek Esav Nesati Lechem Eskoil, and therefore they had a right to eat meat, just like they had a right prior to the Mabel to eat Yerek Esav. And the Gemara continues, Yochol Le'ev Menachai Noach Boy, that you may think that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has matted them to eat meat, they also no longer had the Esav Eiv Menachai, Tamaloy Ma'ach Bas Benashay, Domer Le'sechelu. Therefore, the Torah tells us in Pashas Noach that the Issa of Eiv Menachai is still applied, Yochel Af L'Shvatzim, and one may think that the Issa of Eiv Menachai even applies by Yesheretz, Tamar Lo Ma'ach, therefore the Pasuk states, Ach Basar B'Nafshei Domer Le'Sechelu, which comes to Yemaya, the Yesheretz, and the Issa of Eiv Menachai doesn't apply to Yesheretzim. And the Gemara now is that while it's true that the word Ach is a miut, as we know that any time the Torah states Ach V'Rak, they're a miut, however, the Ma'isa, how do you know it's coming Lafuke Yesheretzim? Maybe it's coming to tell us that the only time that we have an Issa of Eiv Menachai is only by Yesheretz, and for example, it would not be relevant to a Chai and Oif. And Amar Rav Huna, and therefore Rav Huna explains that since this pasuk is discussing Basar Menachai, and the pasuk did not have to say the word Damai according to the Chachamim, therefore we learn out Mishadami Cholak Min Besarai, that the only time that Issa Eiv Menachai applies is only when the Dam of the animal and its Basar are two separate entities. Yatsu Shratim She'in Dam Cholak Min Besarim, and the Issa Eiv Menachai doesn't apply to Yesheretz, since its blood and its Basar are not considered two separate entities. And we previously saw this limud a couple of times, but Rashi in our sugya expands on this, and Rashi states, "Amar Rav Huna Damai, Hay Damai Yaseiruhu, the Havel Lemichta Basar Benafshei Leisichelu, the Haynu Boicha Nefesh Boy Al Teiklus Bizarre, Hay Benafshei Damai Lomeli." So why did Terry have to use the word Damai? V'chilu Yadana the Nefesh Zeru Adam Al Leimelcha Mishdamai Cholg Min Bizarre Shadam Kari Nefesh VaBasar Basar Yatsu Shratzim Shein Dam and Cholg Min Bizarre Shein Dam and Kari Dam, as the Dam of Hashem is not called Dam Shech Shehuzu Yisrael Al Dam, as when the Torah tells us that Yisrael cannot eat dam, lehuzru al dam shvatzim mishum dam, el mishum shvatzim kibasa, and the dam of the sheretz is also to Yisrael, but not because it's blood, but because it's the basa of the sheretz. V'achyaminu b'krisa b'perek dam shchita, that if Yisrael is about to eat the dam of the sheretz, then if they eat him, warn him that he shouldn't eat it because it's a sheretz, then he'd be loika. However, if they warn him that he shouldn't eat it because of dam, ain't it loika, as dam of the sheretz is not called dam. And the Gemara continued that we just stated that Adam was also to eat basar, and the Gemara asked Meisvei that the pasuk in Pashas Bereishis states Vayivarech Isa Malakim Vayoymalahem Malakim Puruvu Malus Aris Bechivshua Urdu Bidgas Hayam Vayifashemayim Vecholchayer Remesis Al Aretz. And we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Adam that he should rule over and he should have dominion over all the animals of the earth, and therefore the he had a right to eat them as well. And my love la'achila, and the Gemara responds, lo yilu malacha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Adam that it is your right to use them for malacha. And the Gemara continues, v'dogim b'loim malacha ninu, that l'maisa this pasuk speaks about dogim, and dogim don't do work, and therefore it must be that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the right to Adam to eat animals as well as fish. The Gemara answers in that in the chenami, when the Torah speaks about Adam having dominion and ruling over fish, it's b'negei malacha, hidrechava, and we see this is true based on the shayla of Rechava, the boy Rechava, as Rechava is, that we notice in Issel Klayim that you can't have a Shor and Chamor pull a wagon together. And Rechava is that certainly the Issel of the Torah is not only Benigea, Shor and Chamor, and also applies to all animals. However, Hinig, Be'izo, Vishibutumai, what would happen if a person attaches a goat and a fish to a wagon and he makes them pull the wagon? Would the Issel of Klayim apply or not? As Rashi states, Kasha Karn, Ledag Shabiyam, Le'ez Biyabasha, Svasiyam, that certainly the din of shor chamor is lav dafka the whole trade meaning nami asiri, but what would come b'shor shenagas l'para. However, the ma'aseh in shaila is that maybe this only applies to two animals that are on land, but maybe if one of the animals is on dry land and a fish is in the sea, maybe the sisa doesn't apply. The ma'aseh we see that there's a possibility of doing a malacha with a fish, and the gemara continues tashma that pasuk also stated uvayif b'shemayim, and that Adam should rule over the Eifes HaShemayim, and my lav la'achila, and it's mashma that he had a right to eat Eifes. And the Gemara once again states, loy l'malacha, and the Gemara asks, v'Eifes b'nei malacha nenu, and the Gemara explains, in k'dabay Rav Barav Huna, dosh ba'avzim v'tadagaylun, Rabbi Yisrael b'Yehuda mai, Rav Barav Huna had a shayla, b'negeyda issa, loy sachsam shah b'dishay, and we know that a person has to let his workers eat while they're working. And regarding the issa b'negeya worker, there's a machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisrael b'Yehuda as to what type of work the poel has to be doing, as Rabbanan hold that as long as he's doing any work, either with his hands or with his feet, then the issa would apply. However, according to Rabbi Yisrael b'Yehuda, the issa only applies if he's doing work that's being done with his hands as well as his feet. Therefore, Rabbi Barav Huna had a shayla, would the issa l'sachshim shah b'dishay apply if someone is threshing using geese or chickens? As Rashi explains, yadav ragel b'inon kishar v'leka, do we say that since the chicken and geese only use their feet and they don't use their hands, so therefore the issa of l'sachshim shah b'dishay doesn't apply? Or do we require that it's using all of its strength, just like a shar, v'ha'ikah, and l'maisa it's using all its potential strength? And ultimately we see from the shayla that b'nei malacha nenu, that oifis are b'nei malacha, and therefore when the Torah tells Adam Rishayim, urdu b'oifis ha'shemayim, it's actually teaching us that he had a right to use them for malacha, and it's not teaching us anything b'negei achila. And the Gemara continues, tashma, that the end of the pasuk states, v'chol chaya remeses ala aretz, and certainly a chaya that's crawling on the ground, which refers to insects, can't be used for malacha. And the Gemara responds, "Ahu lasui nachash udasa that in the chenami that pasuk is teaching us that noach had a right to use a nachash to do malacha of him." And as we know that koidim the chait of the itzadas, the nachash actually was able to stand upright, and the nachash was actually being mishamish Adam Rishain. And when Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Adam, "Urdu b'chay harimeses al aretz," he's referring to a nachash. And the Gemara continued, "The Tanya as we learned to the brayso, Shim ben Menasya imeh chaval al shamish gadol." That woe is to us that we lost such a great servant and a great shamish. Shel moli niskal nachash, that if the nachash wasn't cursed, so kol echad ve'echad miyisrael hayim izdavim leishnei nachashim tovim, that each one of Klai Yisrael would have two nachashim that would be his servants. Echad mishagre l'tzafayin, one he would send to the north, ve'echad mishagre l'darim, and he would send his other shliach to the south. L'havid leisad b'loinim tovim v'abonim tovim v'magolias, to bring him precious jewels and precious stones as well as pearls. V'loi oid el shamashilim v'tzua tachas navai u'moitzi b'yofa l'ginasi v'l'chavasai, and they would attach a ritzua underneath his tail, and in this way he would be able to drag offer to his gina and to his chorva and be able to help him do work, do construction. And therefore we see that it was possible to work with the nachash, and that is what the Torah refers to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam uridu b'chaya harimeses ala aretz. The Gemara continues, Meisvel asking another shayla in order to prove that Adam was able to eat meat, as Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Imer, Adam Rishon Mesa began Eden Haya, that Adam Rishon was lying in Gan Eden, but Malach Yashar suddenly basu mitzalim lo yayin, and the Malach Yashar was roasting basu for him, and they were straining wine for him. Hitzes by Nachash v'rab b'chvaydev neskanabai, and when the Nachash saw this, he saw the covet that Adam was getting, and he had kina, and that's why the Nachash tried to make sure that Adam went against Hakadosh Baruch Hu's word and would be over by eating from the Eitz HaDaas, and lemaisa we see that the Malach HaSharis were roasting basar for Adam, and therefore we see that it was mutter to Adam to eat meat, and the Gemara answers, Hasan basar yerim and shemayim, that in a chanami, they weren't roasting meat that came from an animal, but this basar came from shemayim, and therefore Adam was able to eat this meat, and l'chirit tzarech bia, why didn't the Gemara just answer that we're talking about basar that came from an animal that died, and as Tosfos stated on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, that Adam Rishon was mutter to eat basar from an animal that died. And the Gemara continues, Mi ikka basar yerim shemayim, is there really basar that comes from shemayim? And the Gemara responds in that certainly there is, Ki hadar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, have a ka'azul b'urcha, and just like we have the story with Rav Shimon ben Chalafta that was traveling, and pagboy hanachav v'yasa davakon hami lape, and he met up with a bunch of lions that were roaring and they were coming towards him, and Omar and Rav Shimon ben Chalafta quoted the pasuk in Tehillim that states, Hakfirim shaygim l'teref ulevakesh me'el ochlam, that the lions roar for their food, they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their food, and at that point a nes occurred, and the chisulei tarti atmasa, and two pieces of meat came from Shemayim, chada ochlu v'chada shavku, and the lions ate one of the pieces of meat, and one of the pieces of meat they left there, and I say v'asla be'i medrasha, and Rav Shimon ben Chalafta took that other piece of meat, and he brought it to the base medrash, and Bayulon asked the shayla, David tamei uzeh, oy David tar, is this a David tamei, and therefore I can't eat it, or is it something that's tar, and I can eat it? And he responded, that's impossible that something that's tummy would come down from Shemayim, and therefore it's mutter to eat this piece of meat. And lemaisa we see that it is possible to have basar that's yerim min Shemayim. And the Gemara continued, Rabziri asked the following shayla from Rabo, Yordalei d'muscha maramau, that even though if you find a piece of meat that doesn't look like anything, certainly it would be mutter to eat. However, if the actual meat that came down from Shemayim is in this form of a chamar, would that be mutter to eat or not? And Amalei and Ravo responded to Rav Zera, Yarud Nala, and as Rashi says, Tanin Shaita, you like an oif that is a Shaita, and as Rashi says, oif sheshmei Tanin v'hu Shaita, u'beichu masbit tamid, and you're someone that always makes problems, and you're crying out all the time. And he told Rav Zera, ha'amri lei, ein davet tamid, yorim nashemayim, that l'maisa, they already responded to Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, that there can't be a davet tamid that comes down from Shemayim, and certainly it's kosher, and as Rashi says, v'davet she'enuhu, number one, it's impossible that it will come out in the form of a chamar, and vim yeshnai, and even if it would come down in the form of a chamar, then taru, that would still be considered tar, and it would be mutter to eat, and we will stop over here.